these words of the wise and words of wisdom, that glad tidings they are for that person whom he makes intelligence his master, and he makes his passion his prisoner. Our lustful desires, you make them your prisoner. You control them. A prisoner is controlled. Where he can't go where he wants to, he can't wear what he wants to, can't eat, he's controlled. So a person who controls his passion and his desire, and he makes intelligence his master, wise is that person. And there are glad tidings, that person will see success in his life. And there is destruction for that person who makes his carnal passions his desires. All the time on porn sites, all the time mixing and talking with other women, missing namazes, etc. There is destruction for such a person. And he makes intelligence his prisoner. His intelligence tells him, you are doing wrong. Allah has given every person aqal. And every person Allah has given brains. And his brains tell him, you are doing wrong. But he's a prisoner. And he puts his intelligence in prison. And he gives freedom to his lust and passion. And he follows his desires. He follows his lust and passion. That person, there is a pure prescription for destruction. He will only see destruction in his life. It's a fool who takes poison and thinks, I will get better. Hey, how can poison make you better? That's a fool. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully that make your desires, subjugate your desires to your brains. Your desires you have, to subjugate them to your brains, let your brains control them. And even don't make your brains your khuda, pray your Allah. Brains are also limited. Their intelligence is also limited. More, put above your brains Shariat, Quran and Hadith. A person who will do that, he will only see goodness. But a person who follows his desires, and he follows the wobble and more logic of his brains, and you don't follow Shariat, Quran and Hadith, that person won't see success and felicity in his life. So what we have to do is control our desires by our brains, and control your brains with Shariat, with Quran and Hadith. That person will be successful.